Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back live right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is an absolute truth show with your host, with the most, the king of king himself, the man who next year, guaranteed, will host the Oscars. Thank you very much, and you're welcome. I am the Hot Rod, and on the phone lines, I have the one, the only man that is in a tangled relationship with me. His name is Sean Black, everyone.
Yes, and I'm in the building once again. My goodness. What a weird way to start off a very loaded show. Yeah. Say that one again so the people know exactly what you're talking about.
Entanglement? Oh, you and me? Well, that's nothing new. You're in an open friendship or open relationship, whatever you want to call it these days, you know? The only thing I'm going to tell you is I use grease a lot. You know what I mean? But besides that, folks, you know the number to call.
This is the reason why he drinks a lot of the liquid courage.
That's right. Now both brown and white. I don't know. But besides that, guys, you know the number, 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. If you can, call in in the next 15 minutes or so, because I'm sure we will talk about the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation within the next 20 minutes or so. I'm sure someone with our three listeners has something to say, either your Team Rock or Team Chris, Team Will, whatever. We will get to that in a few. But first, let's talk about the Supreme Court hearings that happened last week. And I guess we're still going with Sean. I am wrong for accent, but what is this lady's name again?
Ketanji Brown Jackson. Good grief.
Yes. What? I'm sorry. I don't have my notes with me. You know, I lost my notes. Or do I? Or besides that.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yes, the hearings was happened last week with the Congress. And as always, like any other hearings, this is why hip hop is. You have the Republicans and the Democrats. And the last two hearings where Donald Trump picked his two nominees, of course, the Republicans favored the person. And then the Democrats, whose question was stupid question. Now it's the Republican turns with the stupid question, while the Democrat is praising this hearing. Sean Black, what are your thoughts about her? I mean, looks like she will get the seat. That's not the question. But do you think she would get a fair hearing?
I think we all know the answer to this one. We know that from the word jump, from the second that President Biden initially stated just 2 years ago that if he was president, he was going to try and get a Supreme Court judge that was a black woman. We knew that someplace and somewhere, if he was elected, that when we came back to this topic, somebody was going to have the mindset to figure out how they're going to frame this, they being the Republican Party, when the confirmation hearings came along, how this would be framed. And it was pretty much along the lines of what we all looked at. We know that from the beginning, this literally looked like if you've ever been to an amusement park and you see people with a dartboard and just grabbing darts or trying to score points on a dartboard, literally, Ketanji Brown Jackson was the dartboard. And the Republican Party came out with darts of various sizes, shapes, and sharpness, and all of them missed the mark depending on what side you look at. You had asked me a question about a week ago that during the initial questioning last week about Judge Jackson and how she went through this entire, I guess, looking at everything. What I see is that based on the questioning that was involved, and we go through Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, who basically went to the stupid questions of, do you think babies are racist? One of the other senators that asked her what was her agenda.
My favorite. Can you describe a woman?
Yes. This entire confirmation, yes. The entire confirmation hearing was nothing more than a political witch hunt to have the racist, sexist power structure from the right aim all of their sharpened swords at Ketanji Brown Jackson and make sure that everything that came out of it either gave them the soundbite that they needed for their base or was to do as much damage as possible in the eyes and the image of her going forward to try to lessen her credibility. And part of the reason is twofold. Well, it's threefold. One, the first one is obviously because it's a Biden pick. This was a Democratic pick. So that was going to be attacked initially regardless. Second of all, she's a woman. Third of all, she's black.
Whoa.
And we've expressed all of these on a regular basis on how these were framed. And a lot of it was so disrespectful, but it was also transparent as to what they were doing, attacking her intelligence, attacking her some of the judgments that she made in child sex cases. And if you go into the substantive parts, yes. If you're trying to ask how is her interpretation of the law going to be based on how she judges, based on what the law tells you, if you're going to ask those questions, yes. But if you're going to ask questions, do you really think babies are racist? And all of the things that came out of that were just so disingenuous, silly, insulting, and at the same time, like I said, racially based for some of the questions that came out, and it was so obvious why this happened. It was a mockery of what was supposed to come out of this.
Yeah, it's like, my thing is about this case, about the hearings, was the Democrat Party who really did not defend her. Except for Cory Booker. Cory Booker went out, he cried, he defended. Because he's like, you know what? You are sitting here getting abuse with all this silliness, all this nonsense by the Republican Party to make you look stupid attacking a black woman who is overqualified for the job, mind you, if you look at her resume, compared to other past judges who probably, some of them, I believe, never went to law school. You know? While her had all the qualifications to make it, but he's still on the right side doing their best to embarrass her, to make her look stupid. And he saw the memes about her, you know, what can you describe me a woman? I'm not a woman. You know, I don't know how to describe a woman, which it makes no sense. Or like you said earlier,
yes.
How do you know babies are racist? What the hell does that have to do with law? What does that have to do with any cases? What about Roe versus Wade? What about religion? You know, abortion? You know, racism in this country. We have bigger issues
yes.
to worry about. And you ask her, do you know this guy is you, basically?
Yes. But and it goes back.
What is wrong with your Democratic Party? What's wrong with your Democratic Party not defending themselves?
And that's where I was going to go next. And if you are a Democrat and you saw this, you wondered why that the Republican Party, when they did the questioning that they did for the confirmation hearings, if you saw the weak and feeble-minded defense of Ketanji Brown Jackson at these commission, at these confirmation hearings, then you should be literally ashamed at how weak the Democratic Party looks. Because if you're going to go there and say that there's going to be something that happens, you're going to go ahead and find out why in the process of this entire discussion that more Democrats did not go and stand up and defend her. Because let's really be honest, she graduated at the top of her class from Harvard Law School, which is very hard to not only get into, but to be at the top of the class, and has been a judge for at least the last 8 years and doing all of the things that she needed to do to get to this point. And to have people on right-leaning television shows ask the question that we need to see her LSAT scores to see if she is qualified, to see if she has done enough to get to this point, to question why, because she's black, it's an affirmative action decision for her to get to this case, to get to this point. Those are the same tropes that always tends to happen when you seem to see these progressive decisions being made, where we're going to have a woman or a woman of color or anybody of color get to that next step that hasn't been achieved yet. And then it seems to be busted down and questioned by the power structure that's above that to make sure that they have to go through hoops and do backflips and get through a lot of those obstacles that get them to where they need to be. And this was on display, and it was a horrible look from the Republican side, but as I said also, it was also a bad look by the Democrats because they did not defend enough. And there was a point where Senator Ted Cruz, the same Ted Cruz that bailed on Texas when they had a snowstorm last year, he decided to go to Cancun and leave the city and the state behind. That same Ted Cruz, he decided to act like a baby and continue to ask the same question over and over and over again when the person that was leading the questions was trying to say you used up your time, and he kept asking the same question. Well, I'll give you back your time when the judge can answer my question over and over and over again. It was a circus.
Yeah, and talk about circus and clown, and I have to be careful about talking to this guy tonight, because he might choke me or bitch slap me at the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Brother B. Brother B, anything you'd like to add on to this topic before we move on?
Greetings and salutations, everyone.
Greetings and salutations.
Hello.
I ain't smacking nobody. Check this out. I think I agree with everything that Sean Black has said. All I can say is it's a shame that woman had to be dragged like that. And even though it's a process, even though it is a process, it was extra. And we all know it was extra. You know what I'm saying? But the sad part is they're young girls, young women, young men looking at this, and they're like, you know what? So what's the purpose of going out here and doing the right thing if I'm going to get dragged like this? If no matter what I do or what I accomplish, the job is still going to be given to somebody, you know, who's not qualified. So what's the purpose of being qualified if I'm still going to not be looked at as not qualified? It's discouraging.
Oh.
It's very discouraging.
That's very true. And K-Dog, what do you like to add on before we move on?
Well, what I want to add on, first of all, I want to say what's up to everybody.
Listen,
this is America, all right? And you know how it is whenever it's a black person that's being elected into a high office, you know, they have to go through all the dirt and all the garbage in order to get through it. And like Brother B said, you know, you have a lot of young black women out there looking at this, and, you know, they're like, what's the purpose of doing this if I'm going to go through this? And, you know, it's just plain old disrespectful if you look at it. This confirmation, it's just the way that some of these senators, the questions that are being asked, the rocks being thrown. I mean, you look at both parties. I mean, it's like parties first, and who gives a damn about the country after? That's what I see.
That is true, indeed. And last but not least, of course, I got to give him the final word so he could drive me crazy. I have Crazy Joe in the house. Crazy Joe?
Oh, boy. Well, this is not Crazy Joe. This is Pianchi. But
Here he comes. Where was everybody at back in 2000? Oh boy, here he comes. He's gonna start talking.
Okay, we gotta be nice.
Five times. Give me six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
So what, man? What you trying to be smart now or something?
Trade off.
What you trying to be smart now? If you want to go, let's go.
Well, let me say this, man. Where was everybody at when George Bush Jr. nominated a black jurist, Janice Rogers Brown, not only to the circuit court in D.C., a District of Columbia appeal court, but also she was going to be nominated to take Sandra Day O'Connor's spot from the Supreme Court. Very beautiful and well-mannered in her profession, judge. It was Joe Biden said and came out that he was not going to support her and others. George Bush Jr. nominated her and stood by her side. Where is everybody at with that black woman? Now, you don't know about it. I'm just asking. And although this lady here, Ms. Brown, may be qualified, but is she suitable and competent? Because Janice Rogers Brown was qualified, but apparently she wasn't suitable or competent because she was too conservative as a black person. NAACP said nothing. Congressional Black Caucus said nothing. All that people do is talk. And with the gentleman that wanted to go with me, well, let's go. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And Sean, do you like to say something about that before we move on?
Well, that's probably before us. In a lot of those instances, I'll look that up and see a little more info on that. But I think what the overarching discussion isn't that. The overarching discussion is that what we saw this week and the last week was literally what we've seen a lot when it comes to African Americans trying to get ahead in this country. In certain instances, there are still certain power structures that keep people from getting ahead in certain areas. And the first thing that we have seen is attacking the credibility and the intelligence of this person, and then vilifying them for defending themselves. And there are a lot of people that are out there that look at African Americans when they go through certain things, or any minority, where they have to keep within themselves the anger. They're not able to lash out. And she had a grace and a dignity about her to listen to all of these questions while they literally defiled her character on display for the world to see. And she showed that grace, and she showed what she could do to try to make sure that she did not step outside the boundaries of what was being lobbed at her during those confirmation hearings.
All right. Okay. Well, all right, let's move on from there. Let's talk about the mask mandate. Oh, excuse me. Not mask mandates. Over the weekend, New York Mayor Adams, once again, do something to piss New York off. He unlifted the vaccine mandate on performers and athletes. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, athletes like Kyrie Irving that we have to talk about on the show who's not vaccinated, who spoke against the vaccine mandate, is eligible to play and for the Brooklyn Nets, which he did for the first time last night, and the team lost, shockingly not. But there's a problem with this thing. We left the vaccine mandate for athletes and performers, but not for city workers. And I know Sean was very vocal about this, and Cable and Brother B. But you know what, first, I will start with Brother B. Brother B, what do you think about this of lifting of the vaccine mandate? Was this is a big issue, or you know what, it is what it is? Then Cable.
Well, I see it like this. So you lift the mask mandate, I think it's kind of it sends a bad statement. I think, you know, it sends the wrong type of statement, because then it's like, all right, you're not, COVID is not over. Didn't, like, what, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean Black or anyone, but about a couple of weeks ago, didn't they, like, have an area in China where they had, like, 9 million people, like, locked down or something like that because there was a strain going wild over there?
Yeah, the
so
BA2 strain that's been going on over in China, and that same strain is here in the United States. China has their own draconian lockdown where they didn't decide to do quarantine. They locked the whole country down. They don't the whole district down. They don't want anybody going in or out, and they gave them a 4-day quarantine curfew. When you stay in, they have professionals come to the house, fumigate, check your temperature, and then make sure that you don't have the virus, and then you have to stay at home, quarantine from everybody for 4 days.
So that might happen to us
again.
You never know.
And the thing that gets me is, so what happens when you go somewhere and you still want to wear your mask, and they say, hey, there's no longer a mask mandate, you have to take that off? See, then it's like a reverse attack. Like you can't wear your mask in here because there's no more of a mandate, so you got to take it off. But if you're not comfortable not wearing it, I don't see what the problem is. Because me, I don't think, listen, I still wear my mask in elevators, confined places. I still wear it. Like, I'm not playing around. Because you never know.
You know what, guys? I have, since this thing, for the past 2 years, I have never seen something like this happen where a virus, people's health is at risk, is being politicized. And why I say that? It's all about money. And, you know, now with what Mayor Adams did, I disagreed 100% with what he did, because if you're allowing athletes who are not vaccinated to play, right? But, yeah, how many city workers were fired because they were not vaccinated? Now, how are these people going to get their jobs back? All these city workers, some of them even quit their jobs.
Smells like a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some heavy lawsuits in New York because of this, because he pissed off a lot of people. A lot of people were pissed off because they're like, wait a minute. So Kyrie Irving, who's not vaccinated, and other athletes who are not vaccinated, are able to play. But at this, you know what it is? It's, again, this is where the money is. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. And you know what? It's been going on. Oh, well, open this up. Open that up. Open this up. No more masks. But yet, like you said, Sean, and I've seen it on the news, in China, the numbers went back up, and they have to lock down half of the place. Now, is there going to be another lockdown in New York? Time will tell.
They won't allow it. They won't allow it because
they're afraid of all the money that they lost 2 years ago. They're afraid of that. But yet, you're leading up to it because you know what? Believe it or not, the numbers will climb right back up again because these viruses are spread. It's not a typical virus where, or someone gets it. It's spread through people because, you know, remember, there are still people out there, a majority of people out there who are still not vaccinated. Some of them haven't even got tested. And now, you know, we're in a cold air now, but when the weather gets warm and all these tourists come back, who knows what's going to happen? You know, it's money for it. Who gives a damn about people there? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll be as composed as I'm going to be as composed as possible, because looking at the way New York City. Yes, since when?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have talked, and we talked about this last week, about, and I mentioned, I said, when if this happens and Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, flip-flops, as he's done repeatedly over the last two or three weeks over this whole thing, I said, watch the lawsuits roll around. Now, the reason why I say this, for those that aren't in the New York City area, they don't know what's been going on with the mandate. New York City workers had to be vaccinated by November the 1st of last year, or either be fully vaccinated or have at least had one shot by that date, or they would have lost their jobs. And since then, 1,428 workers from New York City workers from the Department of Sanitation, fire departments, police, have all lost their jobs. I just saw a firefighter who was supposed to lose his job today, somebody that actually helped save somebody's life in a fire just not that long ago. And you're going to sit there as the mayor of New York City and placate the athletes and the performers as opposed to the people that are here. Now, first of all, I've said this before. The mask mandates worked in the sense that it helped bring down infections and infection rates. That's the reason why they were there. But that's not what the argument of this is. The argument is to have a uniform policy that works across the board for everyone involved. And when you start stripping the exceptions and making sure that there are what they've been calling carve-outs to special interests, which are athletes, celebrities, people that are performing, make no mistake, this has nothing to do with the Kyrie Irving Brooklyn Nets thing. This is bigger than this. This goes to Major League Baseball. You got the Yankees, you got the Mets. The Yankees, for all intents and purposes, are much more important than the Brooklyn Nets in the eyes of New York as far as finances, as far as what's bringing in money, jobs around the sport of professional baseball, and getting those kinds of things in. So you're going to say that those players that are there are, quote-unquote, above those that are unvaccinated but were essential workers at hospitals, might have been there to make sure other people are not sick, those that were police officers, and those jobs that have lost those potential jobs, and you're saying that you did everything you could for the cities, but your job didn't mean as much as somebody that could dunk a ball or that can throw 90 miles an hour just because they're at home and they're athletes. And what I'm saying before, and I said this last week, I'm going to say this again, there are going to be a huge influx of lawsuits and demonstrations, because if you've done this now, there is no way, if we have, let's say we do get some sort of an uptick and we get another boon of infections, because let's be honest, we're still not in the endemic stage. We're still in the pandemic stage right now. Mm-hmm. If something else happens, you cannot put that genie back in the bottle again, because once you replace that mask mandate telling people that they could go ahead and keep these masks and you can't do them in a store or in a personal business, et cetera, look at the trouble that we had over the last 2 years and today of people that don't want to wear masks. Do you think that they're going to reinstitute a mask mandate after something like that happens, and you're going to get that same, not going to get that same pushback again? You're out of your mind. That's just not going to happen. And they've literally done this for, as K-Dog just stated, money. And that's the saddest part about this whole thing.
But once again, it is. As you guys say this all the time, but money talks and BS walks. So what's the problem?
Exactly.
Overall.
Because you know why?
You
want to
know what the problem is?
Everyone was up in arms. Everyone was up in arms 2 years ago. Oh, my goodness. What do you mean shutdown? Oh, look at all the money I'm losing. Oh, I'm losing this. I'm losing that. You need to tell me as a business person, and I'm sure you guys are going to agree with me on this, you didn't have a backup plan? Because every business, you own a business, you have two things you got to worry about, natural disasters and man-made disasters, just in case a war breaks out and people got a shelter. So you didn't think about that before all of this?
Well, who's thinking about that when they're too busy thinking about making money? They're not thinking about that stuff. They're thinking about making money.
Hell, I could tell you at my job, fellas, it is ghost town up in there. It's ghost town because the majority of the people are still working from home.
All right. So about working from home. Oh, I'm sorry, that was a bad segue. My fault, excuse me. Let's just get right down to the main topic that everybody's talking about. As Brother B and Kato know on social media, I have been on fire today from 5 o'clock in the morning to now. About the slap that heard around all around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you live underneath a rock, as Sean will always say, last night's Oscar was won for the ages, for Will Smith and Chris Rock. Now, before you guys get into it, I'm sure everybody has something nice to say. I just want to say this, then the floor is yours. As a comedian, I know Sean always said that, you know what, you always have to be careful what you say, because something, you know, what you say could always come by in the ass. Chris Rock is a comedian. I am Team Rock. Yes, sometimes jokes work, sometimes jokes do not work. Sometimes jokes go overboard in general. If Chris Rock did not know the medical condition of Jada, you know, a crack of the jokes, that's not really his fault, in my opinion. If he knew about it and he tried to take advantage of crack of jokes anyway, yes, he was completely wrong to a certain degree. But overall, I think there's something more to the story that everybody's talking about. Everybody's taking sides. Will Smith, he has the right to defend his wife, to go up and slap Chris Rock. People are saying, you know what, Will Smith was wrong. He should not got up and hit Chris like that. He should at least try to take him to the back and talk about it or beat him up in the back. There's a lot going on, more to the story that we know about. Maybe, at first, I thought it was staged because, you know, people talk like that and crack up jokes. But, you know, later find out that it wasn't staged. It was a lot of person and back and forth, and Chris Rock was shocked. Now, gentlemen, you can attack any angle that you want, whether you're Chris Rock or Will Smith or about the marriage. But in my opinion, overall, I blame Jada for this. Yes, I blame the woman for this. Not because she's a woman. Because, once again, Will Smith looked weak for slapping Chris Rock. We all made up jokes and talk about their sex life and everything else about their marriage. But when Chris Rock cracked up those jokes, it made me funny to some, funny to me. Will Smith was laughing at those jokes, but not Jada Smith. Mm-hmm. And the minute Jada Smith did not laugh and Will Smith saw that, I guess he fired that time. Oh, sugar, I need to defend my wife. She's getting upset. Then just go up there. The emotions took over, of course, and he took care of business. But overall, I'll start with you, Brother B. What was your intake overall about the situation of Chris Rock and Will Smith?
Okay, so
I know it's a lot to take in.
No, I'm just saying. Part of me still thinks that some of it was, it had to be staged, or maybe, I don't know, it went a different way, because I finally sat down and just looked at it and analyzed everything. Listen, the look on her face wasn't that bad, to the point where he felt the need to go do what he did. It was totally unnecessary and totally uncalled for. Now, people are going to probably put him in that Kanye box. You know what I'm saying? Because and that's what we as a people, and if I have to say it, as black people, as black men, we do not need another target on us at all. Especially being in the position that he's in. So you're trying to tell me that all the jokes that Dave Chappelle makes about everyone else, all other comedians, Paul Mooney, because they talk about everybody, whether it's handicapped people or, you know, gay people, Indian people, black people, white people. They make jokes about everybody. Are you trying to tell me that that joke that was made about your wife, who basically you have opened the door for Hollywood and the whole planet to just be in your life because you guys opened the door for that and left it open. You're trying to tell me now all of a sudden you're going to get offended? All of a sudden you want to jump up and defend her honor? So did she defend your honor when she was busy spilling tea about how she doesn't feel that you satisfy her and this, that, and the third? Was she defending you then? No. It didn't make any sense. And part of me really wants to believe that it's staged because I do not want to believe that he actually did something as stupid as that. To have that respect for someone like that and to turn around and lose it because what? For what? It wasn't that serious. Once again, like you said, he's a comedian. They make jokes. If they can make jokes about handicapped people and gay people, then everything is, it is what it is. It doesn't matter. You can make jokes about fat people. It doesn't matter. So all of a sudden, just because she's in her feelings, it's supposed to be like, oh, stop the show. No. I think he was just trying to prove something to her. Like what? What did she whisper to him? Oh, Pac, if Pac was here, he would have went up on stage and did something. That's why he went and did something. Like, come on now, stop it. Like, stop it.
Well,
it was foolish, and it made a lot of us look stupid.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you right now, guys. I am not going to crack up any jokes for the next 20 minutes about Big Red because I don't want any problems. And you're going to catch me tomorrow night outside. I don't want no problems. Ladies
That's
and gentlemen,
right. I'm going to take you outside.
Right.
Listen, all you gotta do is step on her pinky toe, and you good. I got your back.
That's right.
I got
that
getaway car.
Oh my goodness.
That's
so,
right.
So
give me
the
knees.
You know,
I got bad knees. I got bad knees like OJ. So.
Oh, damn.
Oh, you know what?
Big wow.
I got bad
there's
knees.
There's a joke there. There's a joke there about your bad knees, but I'm not gonna say it right now because I don't want to get any problems.
I heard that.
Oh man. You know,
yes,
that whole thing.
From a woman's point of view, hold on, kid. I have to get the Big Red. From a woman's
point of view,
should Jada stop Will Smith?
I'm gonna say no, because she wasn't gonna stop him. Because she wasn't gonna stop him, because that is her goal. That her goal is to embarrass and emasculate that man. That's been her goal. Her, the mama, and they got the daughter on board. At the end of the day, I'm gonna say it like this, and I'm gonna say it as nicely as I can. F them Oscars. Them people don't care about none of us. They don't care if we get nominated or not or whatever. They don't care what the hell happened. That was just a show for them. I ain't never been like, I've never been on board because at the end of the day, how many of us has gotten Oscars throughout the whole years that damn show been on?
Well,
you can count them on your fingers.
How many of us?
Well,
and if we do get it,
will
we get it for doing being well, something dirty?
Well, yeah, but Will Smith won it last night, 20 minutes after he made news and became trending on social media. He won
that
Oscar.
Why do you think they gave it to him? Why do you think they gave it to him? They've been crapping on him for the longest. Just like the same thing where they were crapping on Denzel. You're trying to
tell me Denzel
didn't deserve one for Glory? You're trying to tell me he didn't deserve one for Malcolm X?
Absolutely.
So
now all of a sudden
they threw him a bone? So they threw him
a bone. Even with
him. Then look what happened.
Look at all the movies that he done did, and they ain't gave him no Oscars. So tonight y'all said, oh, let's give him an Oscar. Listen. Like I said, I ain't never been on board with them because them people don't care. They sitting at home in their house just saying, yep, you should have never gave them money. Yep, you see what they do. They still act the same and they got money and blah, blah. Yeah, like they are. So, like I said, I don't think, and what he did was tasteless because, like I said, come on, you ain't in the street. You could have took Chris Rock back. So you could have waited backstage, listen, blah, blah, blah. You handle that. That's how you handle it. But you got that wife of yours got you so robotic that all she got to do is give you a look and you go run up there and act like a fool.
Yeah, true. But Team Will Smith was defending his answer because, you know what, he was defending his wife. He stood up for himself and his wife. for his family. He was protecting his image and his family. That's what do you
fine.
Say about that? Do you want mad?
Nobody was
you?
In danger.
That's
was,
fine. Nobody's
nobody
saying that. Nobody, exactly. It's not like he was doing, but like I said, it's a way that you handle it. Once again, you are look, people are looking at you in the way this society is like, you godlike. So guess what? You handle it a different way. You handle it a different way. I understand that you're defending your wife, but once again, as you said and as we all said, I'm sure we all said, she wasn't defending you when she was airing out all their sexual laundry. Okay, and they've
Listen,
been aired that out.
We should have did it the Sean Black way. Sean Black would have took a piece of took a pen and a napkin and wrote down something and then
right
went up there to give his speech. He would have gave his speech and he would have decimated Chris Rock. And the Oscars at the same time in that speech and threw the microphone on the ground.
Right. Like,
party done. Okay. But, Kato, before I give it to Sean Black, because you know he's going to talk the most. Kato, what's your take about this?
I ain't either on any side. I ain't on Chris Rock's side or Will Smith. First of all, this is the Oscars. Okay, yeah, we all know what the Oscars is. You know, we care about that. But in reality, though, you're in the public eye. Some people are like, oh, he had a right to defend his wife. Okay, I understand you want to defend your wife. There's a way about doing it. First of all, when we saw Chris Rock meet the joke, and I saw it, everybody saw it, he was laughing at first, but then all of a sudden he did it about face and go up and do something that's, what the hell is that all about? Had it been anybody else, any other comedian, whether it was what's the other comedians that they kind of have a hood mentality who made that joke. Do you think he would have got up on a bin and
Tracy
tried to hit
Morgan.
Him? They probably would have hit him back.
No, yeah, exactly.
They would have
right knocked
back.
Him out.
Because you know what? In the history of comedy, we all know about comedians who have created controversy. Red Fox, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Lenny Bruce, and countless others who made controversy. And you know what? Even the classic comedians like Bob Hope and Don Rickles, who was, by the way, one of the top roasters
Don
ever, loved to roast.
Right, absolutely.
Don Rickles would
Don
roast people.
No
and you
limit.
Know what?
Yeah, they roast.
He had no limit. But you know what? He would do it in such a way that even the one who's getting roasted would be cracking up. So you see,
of course. That's the whole
not
point.
Even
because
he
did
classy,
the
whole point
classy.
Of comedy.
Classy,
right? So, because he did classy comedy, was
Chris Rock's delivery wasn't that bad? Chris Rock didn't.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
However, the way it came out, with the way that Jada looked, she felt the.
Listen, if he was getting roasted back then, it was an honor.
Right.
Back then,
they got
roasted.
They got roasted, and they would laugh about it because, like I said, Don Rickles, who was the king of roasting, he would go and, roast somebody, and the person who was roasting would be laughing because he made it funny. Whereas Chris Rock, he said, right now, you have sensitivity. People are too damn sensitive nowadays. You can't say just anything.
And before I get to Sean Black, this point I want to bring up was someone told me and on Facebook also that the older generation would defend Chris Rock because, jokes are jokes. The younger generation would defend Will Smith because, everybody's being sensitive, trying to say these things, blah, blah, blah. Sean Black, because I know you're the sensitive bitch that you are, and I know you're a team Will Smith. What's your take about this?
Well, I will go and say this, and I will start it off with an Einstein quote, because, of course, the hot rod knows nothing about Einstein. Weak people revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore, which is something that neither of these people did in this entire instance. What this whole situation did, because, mind you, I don't care for award shows, and neither do most of us on the panel. But what it did take away from is the fact that there were so many great things that happened at this Academy Award show. First open openly gay Latina woman winning an Oscar. The first ensemble deaf movie acting group winning an Oscar. Mm-hmm. Will Smith winning his first Oscar. All of that now goes and is literally scarred memories. It's nothing but scar tissue. The reason why it's scar tissue is because of, exactly.
Right.
Oh,
he got an honorary Oscar when he won.
Mm-hmm. And with all of this happening, all anyone is going to remember, the first thing that pops up, Oscar 2022. Oh, that's the one where the two black people got into a fight on stage, right? Well, that's mm-hmm. where one person got slapped in the face. And this will now then basically intensify and personify all of the stereotypes that you hear about black people on camera, on TV,
exactly.
live in front of everybody else.
Yep.
The bastion of the black man insulting the black woman, because that has always been a trope in black culture, where black women are always denigrated in a lot of situations in front of others. You also have the violence back and forth of somebody trying to puff out their chest in front of another black person to defend mm-hmm. their woman if they're going to do that. This whole situation is crazy because for people that don't remember, Chris Rock back in 2009 did an actual movie, a documentary called Good Hair, which was based on
exactly.
the cultural
exactly.
responsibility
mm-hmm.
and the cultural importance of black
mother.
Girls and black women and their hair and what it has done in society from slave days onward. And the reason why he did mm-hmm. the documentary and did the movie, his daughter asked him, why is my hair bad? Mm-hmm. So for Chris Rock yeah. to say he did not know that Jada Pinkett Smith had alopecia, that can be debated. If he didn't know, he didn't know. Okay, that's mm-hmm. an argument for something else.
But once again, once
this
again,
literally
we don't know
sounds
the whole story.
Personal. We don't,
know
the whole story, but
whole,
it sounds personal. The reason why that is because I remember when Chris Rock hosted the Oscars in 2016, he cracked a joke
mm-hmm.
with Will Smith being there. And something about Jada not being there, just don't worry about it, nobody is missing you either, or something along those lines. And people think that that was being held against Chris Rock by Will Smith. Now, here's the other bad look is on the Academy, because not more than half an hour after this incident happened, that bad behavior was then rewarded by the Oscar going to Will Smith. And the
mm-hmm.
problem is when you are a young child, you are taught by your parents, or at least a lot of people were, I know I was that if anything happens when you get into an argument with somebody, the last thing you do is get physical with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
To get physical mm-hmm. with somebody, especially being African American or Hispanic or any minority, and in a situation where they, quote unquote, have brought you to the party, and everybody is in their Sunday best, and everybody is ready to be dressed to the nines, and you reveal that behavior, that sends also the wrong idea to children that might have seen it, to kids
mm-hmm.
that were looking
well,
up to them. And
well,
that's part of the problem.
Sean Black,
I've always heard
like,
a saying,
so
always heard a saying that says that older
hold
people
on, hold
always
on,
use.
K-Dog, hold on.
Sorry.
K-Dog,
sorry.
Hold on, please. Sean Black, are you trying to say that they should take the award away from Will Smith? Or how do you think some type of punishment should be acted toward Will Smith because of this altercation?
If they really wanted to be bold, they could, but they're not. What I think is going to eventually happen, which happened just not that long before we went on the air, is that the Academy did say something about we're looking vigorously into this and this is not in our bylaws, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of that happened in their bylaws because of what happened with the Harvey Weinstein instance, where they looked at it and said, well, his behavior is not becoming because he was part of the Academy himself. So now to see that this is happening and you then go ahead and say this can't be the case, we saw Will Smith in his acceptance speech apologize to other people, He apologized to the Academy. He did not apologize to Chris Rock. He just earlier, about maybe an hour or two ago, released a statement saying that he apologized to Chris Rock. What I said was unacceptable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My thing is, even though we know
Chris,
that it,
Chris Rock, and Chris Rock apologized as well, but not to each other, you guys. Keep that in mind. They apologize via social media, but not to each other or reference the name. And that's the crazy part.
All right. I got a question. Wait, real quick. I got a question. I'm sorry. I got a question for Sean Black and Hot Rock.
Sure.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but do you think that the Academy didn't know that Chris Rock wasn't going to come out with those jokes?
No, they did know. It was rehearsed.
No.
From what I read,
they did.
It was rehearsed. So they knew about those jokes,
So this is why they can't strip it from him. That's one of the reasons why, because they're a part of it. Like, they knew already. They knew what he was. That's what I'm saying. They knew. So this, to me, this is part of the whole stage. Like, why part of me still thinks there's some staging going on, because you purposely tried to antagonize this man, this couple, and it went wrong.
I also think part of this is, well, is one of the things that you've heard me say before on this show, and this is from somebody that used to be in the wrestling business. His name is Eric Bischoff, and his quote was, controversy creates cash. And all you need to do is say anything negative. It can be the smallest thing, or it could be the biggest thing.
And all right, I have to give the
because they got
right,
everything jumping.
I have to give to Kato, real quick, go ahead.
Okay, there's a thing that, like Sean was talking before, the other thing that I've heard a lot of older people have always used. They always tell people when you go to a certain place, you know, act like you've been somewhere. In other words, know how to act in front of people. I mean, listen, if you felt offended by it, first of all, as a man, you have a right to defend your wife. Okay, if you feel that he said something wrong, you confront him backstage. Hey, listen, what does that mean? What did you mean by that? I'm offensive. Apologize to my wife. Plain and simple.
I'm sure Chris would have apologized.
Yeah.
I'm sure Chris would have apologized.
It was unnecessary. Because you know what? Like Sean said, it was done on camera in front of people. It's the same thing when many years ago when, what's that? Those two rockers were fighting over Pam Anderson when Kid Rock and Tommy Lee fought during an Alicia Keys performance during an award show. That was shown too, but not as much as this has been shown.
And Hot Rod, this goes back to the Einstein quote that I gave you. Weak people revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore. And if you go by that,
of course,
this instance would not have happened.
Exactly.
And to Big Red.
The time that we're living in that,
No, Big Red, last week, you and Brother B on your guys' show, you talk about toxic people and toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. Do you think Jada and Will Smith is like a great example of toxic people, toxic relationships?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yes, because as I said before, everybody has this image in their head, and I'm, you know, I guess because as I'm getting older, I'm seeing it now. Everybody has this image in their head that these celebrities are perfect. Oh, look at the Will and Black Love and all that other stuff. Are you kidding me? They're freaking human beings like everybody else. And just because they show you that on camera don't mean that's what's happening. Like I said, she done aired out what's happening. See, it's a difference as it's hidden, but she done aired out what's happening, and she's been airing it out for the last 10, 20 years now. But like I said, if people, you know, people are delusional now, or they just playing out forget. Like I said, they said it years ago when we was all young adults that they are in an open marriage. They've been said that. So why are y'all shocked now about what's going on? Why are you shocked? Maybe these younger people should be shocked. With none of you got people out and they, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, get your head out your ass. Like, come on.
But to your point and to Sean's point, and you see the pictures. You see pictures of Will Smith and Jada kissing. Will Smith was in a party
absolutely.
That night, you know, dancing. It's like nothing happened. Like this is, and they have a family portrait last night. You know, like And to Sean's point, this is what you get for
weirdo, them damn weirdo kids they got.
And that's the reason why Will Smith, to me, comes across as a giant hypocrite, period.
Yep,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Those
will
be the strongest words you hear from me about this situation. Because of all of the things that happened, he was much more insulted that he was insulted about his wife instead of the person that slept with his wife being insulted about that. And I think
that's what he can't be insulted. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but he can't be insulted because he already knew. He can't be insulted because he knew.
And he was porking that boy in the chops, too.
And listen, my whole thing is this. Stop open. It's none of our business. What's up?
Exactly.
Well, Brother B, do you question Will Smith's manhood? Like, was that really the chicken way out? Because, you know what, he's going through some emotional problem right now. Like, think about it. I make up jokes about you guys all the time. Despite that you want to slap me, you have not done it yet, you know. But last night, it was like...
I question his manhood. I question his mental health. That's what I question now.
That's what I said. I thought he's getting thrown right in the boat with Kanye.
And now, trust me, it'll be a long time. Well, first of all, the Oscars, the network made money, and they're going to pimp this to make money next year. When they do the Oscars again, because this is going to be probably like they don't want this to turn into the new Source Awards. But the whole thing is just the fact that you did us a disservice. Whatever was done, someone sat back and said, "Job well done, Amos and Andy. Thank you."
But why it took two black guys to do this? Because another question that came up was, if that was Brad, Cooper, whatever. On stage, and Will Smith went up to him. Will Will Smith be escorted out of the building?
They would have threw him off the planet.
Yeah. It would have added a different direction. It would have added a different direction to the what we've been talking about. The dynamic was two black men in this one. If it was a black man slapping a white man. Or if this was a situation flipped around, if it was a white man slapping a black man, the dynamics are going to always be there. The racial aspect will always be there, but this just reinforced more of the negative stereotypes that go into these situations when we see rich African Americans or any rich quote unquote minority go on stage in a situation like this where everybody is comfortable and seeing. This nonsense. And for all those people that are saying this is Will Smith defending his wife, as I said before, this is all BS. Because if this was about Will Smith defending the honor of his wife, then a lot of these red table talk. A lot of that stuff would not have happened the way it has over the last few years. And I think that a lot of people have been looking at that as Big Red said, that Will Smith has been kind of emasculated over the last couple of years because of some of the things that he's done. Will kind of has nobody to blame but himself for his actions and then the result of happening in his marriage, because they publicly allowed the entire world to see inside of their window. And when you open that window far enough for others to see, they're going to have the right to say something about it.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. On that note, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Brother B, Big Red, there's a show tomorrow night, or you're going to be too busy?
It's going to be a show tomorrow night. Because this whole thing was a nice distraction from all the violence that's going on right now after the pandemic.
Exactly.
But we'll talk about the fallout of COVID tomorrow.
But that's a problem. With everything that's happening around the world, we talk about two black men that had a little incident. Imagine that. The whole world talking about this lousy incident.
It's a great
distraction. You know that always happens.
It's a great distraction from all the craziness going on.
Booster that they're going to have to take because of this other virus that's coming out.
This is too much.
Sean Black, K-Dog, Big Red, Brother B, guys, thank you so much. Tomorrow on the menu, right here at Blog Talk Radio at 9 o'clock. Guys, have a good night. Stay safe. And please try your best not to slap anyone, all right? Good night.
I'm going to try.
Wait. Unless you're slapping some ass.
Remember Morton Law's podcast, anchor.fm / Morton's Law. Keep that in mind.
What the?
The Cougar of Brooklyn is available.
Oh, Lord.
The Cougar of Brooklyn is available.
Wow. The Cougar of Brooklyn. That's
right.
You know what?
That's right.
Good night, everybody.
You know what? I got
the
word. Good night. Good night, guys.
Be safe, y'all.
Good night, guys. Y'all have a good week.
Thank you, too.